This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
That's the skip. It means Super Bowl time here at Patriots.com. Friday, January 27th. Another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast as the Patriots prepare to fly out Sunday to Indianapolis for Super Bowl 46 and a rematch with the New York Football Giants. Alongside Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart, and we actually have some transactions to talk about this week before we get into the normal injury report breakdown, which is probably the bigger news of the week. But the transactions are actually related to the injury discussion we will have later. So we'll start with an injury. Wide receiver Doran Dickerson was placed on practice squad injured reserve on January 25th, and then his spot on the practice squad was filled with tight end Carson Butler. He spent last season with the Patriots practice squad and went to camp with New England this summer. He's a 6'4", 260-pound guy. Sounds like a big tight end. And speaking of big tight ends, Rob Gronkowski, the biggest tight end on the planet, the All-Pro, is dealing with an ankle injury suffered against the Ravens in the AFC title game. He left the game and returned to finish the game and then was jocular on the stage afterwards and in the postgame locker room, but did not practice on Thursday, would not have practiced had they practiced on Wednesday. He was listed as did not practice, even though they didn't practice as a team, if you know what I'm saying on the injury report. And he will be the discussion of the week. 4 years ago, Tom Brady was in a boot. This time, it's All-Pro tight end Rob Gronkowski, a person who I believe is sort of the centerpiece of the offense, you know, one step down from Brady. Paul Perillo, what do you make of not just the injury, but the seeming moves to kind of prepare for contingency plans? We even had Bill Belichick discussing that Sebastian Vollmer is maybe not quite yet ready to play, but when he is, he will be on the roster and help this team. And I think that could tie into the tight end position with Solder and all those moves. So what do you make of this injury situation with Rob Gronkowski?
Well, it's obviously a concern. It's a significant injury. He's not going to be playing at 100%. I think we can be assured of that. How far away from 100%, who knows? But I think you raise an interesting point about the tackles as well. If you can get Vollmer back, might that free up Nate Solder to do some more of that stuff? And at least you have a blocking tight end to fall back on. But you can't just look past Gronkowski because he is such a big part of the offense. Beyond Brady, he is certainly – he's a guy that has no backup. You know, they don't really have anybody that can do what he does in the passing game, in the running game, in everything in between. He's so big and physical. Aaron Hernandez is a tight end, but he doesn't play the same spot that Rob Gronkowski does. It's a whole different thing, something to really be concerned about moving forward.
Talking about Vollmer, he's been practicing on a limited basis, but hasn't played, obviously. Didn't play in the AFC title game. And my question would be, theorizing, okay, Gronkowski can't play or is limited, and you want to use Solder as the extra tight end, are you comfortable putting Vollmer out there against one of the best defensive fronts in football? How concerned would you be about the rust factor with him?
The rust factor would be an issue with me, but if he's out there, I have to think that the coaches would think that he's okay.
And is he better than Cannon, who I think would be the next option?
I think so, yes. I think Cannon has been a wonderful story and something to be really excited about in the future. I don't think he's quite ready. And part of that is because of, you know, just the limited reps that he got because of his health situation during the summer and into the first part of the season on PUP, NFI, in his case. No disrespect to him. I think even though Vollmer will be rusty, I'd rather have him out there. I'd feel better about it.
And even the limited reps when he plays, because he rarely gets to play extended periods. You know, we've talked about guys like Julian Edelman, who seems to play much better when he fills in for Wes Welker than he does when he's just the fourth or fifth receiver and gets, you know, a couple snaps here or there and is expected to make a catch. So maybe Cannon's one of those guys that'll look much better when he plays 1 week, 2 week in a row.
Yeah, I think he will. Rolling. I think he's going to be a really nice player. But, you know, further adding to that, with Vollmer, you might have some rust factor and he might get beat, but he's probably going to know what he's supposed to do. With Cannon, you might get beat physically and you run the risk of maybe he doesn't know what he's doing on a particular play. You know, he doesn't have the experience that Vollmer does. And, you know, with that front, I know they're going to do a lot of stunting and switching and stuff. You know, Tuck, remember Justin Tuck in the Super Bowl? he spent a lot of time inside.
Yep.
You know, so they're probably going to do some games like that. There's some other guys like Kiwanuka that we don't really talk about a whole lot. They're going to play around and play some games, and with a guy like Cannon, that would be a stress not only physically but mentally as well.
I'll do a quick rundown of all the guys that were limited on the practice report this week prior to the team heading to Indy. Obviously, the injury reports will be much more important next week as you get closer to game time. But the guys listed as limited: Deion Branch with a knee issue, Marcus Cannon ankle, Patrick Chung knee, Dane Fletcher thumb, James Ahedebo shoulder, Kyle Love ankle, Logan Mankins knee, Rob Ninkovich hip, Brandon Spikes knee, Sebastian Vollmer, as we said, back foot, Wes Welker knee, Tracy White abdomen. Two guys at full participation were Dan Conley with a groin issue and Matthew Slater with a shoulder problem. Going to the other side of the injury report for the New York Football Giants, they had a lot of guys that did not practice. 8 guys, I believe. Center David Bass has an abdomen and neck issue. Ahmad Bradshaw, who is listed as Brad, has a foot injury. He did not play against the Patriots last time around.
Neither did Boss.
Boss didn't either. And Hakeem Nicks missed that game. He is on the injury report, did not practice this week so far with a shoulder injury. OC Umanyora was limited with ankle and knee issues. Tyler Sash was the full participant with a concussion. So the Giants have some key names on their injury report. Clearly, I would say no more so than, you know, Bradshaw and Nicks. That's big for your offense and Bass. I mean, that's kind of the centerpiece players potentially of your offense, although Nicks has had a phenomenal postseason and has certainly looked healthy to the other teams that have had to try to stop him.
Yeah, my guess is that this is a little maintenance work.
Right.
It's the first week. Be a little more concerned from the New York side if he were missing practices, say, next Thursday. Those are, I think, probably the more important workouts. Right now, I think that, you know, Bradshaw especially, it's the foot injury that he originally was out with. I got to think that, you know, it's just a little bit of maintenance. But you're right. There are a lot of guys there, DNP, in practice, where the Patriots only had one.
Rob Gronkowski was the only Patriot that did not practice.
Yeah, you got to think the guys who were at least able to get out there on a limited basis are, you know, much better condition.
So to recap, story of the week, Rob Gronkowski dealing with an ankle injury in the bye week leading up to Super Bowl preparation. He did not practice on Thursday. There's a growing concern, I think, with his status for the game. Bill Belichick said his crystal ball was a little cloudy and he couldn't project 10 days in advance to say where he'd be for game day Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. But the Patriots have made some contingency plans. Carson Butler added to the practice squad in case they need an extra body to call up to the 53-man roster for game day. Until next Friday, when we will do a roster report, Paul Perillo, live to tape from Indianapolis, Indiana, Super Bowl 46.
I wouldn't make a promise on that.
Okay, we might do a roster report live to tape.
We'll do our best.
Until then, or until the offseason, one way or another, we'll talk to you down the road. The biggest game of the year on the horizon, Patriots versus Giants rematch. Patriots going for fourth title in the Belichick-Brady era. Eli Manning looking to do the two-peat or repeat against the New England Patriots and take a step past his brother, Peyton, who'll be the host of the week, even though he may never play again. For Paul Perillo, Mandy Hart, enjoy the big game, and we'll talk to you in the championship offseason.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.